Wild, head coach of Rhodes College Field Hockey, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to 2011 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. Today I'm joined by Rhodes College head field hockey coach Jane Wells, along with assistant field hockey coach Meg Spandler. And coaches, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thank you. Sure.
Jane, you enter your seventh season at the helm of the Rhodes field hockey team. Just talk about your mindset as you go into another preseason.
I'm more excited than I've ever been, and really thrilled and super comfortable with where we are and where the team is and the direction that the program is heading. The team showed up in really great shape. We were supposed to run an average time mile of 7:15, and the team average on the first day was a 6:59. So I was just blown away by the work that they'd done over the summer to prepare, and it definitely shows on the field as well.
You know, last year, the two of you helped guide this team to a 17-2 record, 8-0 in SCAC play, the first ever perfect SCAC regular season record, back-to-back SCAC champions. How does this team, you know, stay hungry moving forward into this year, and what did you guys learn over the course of last season?
This is Meg. Last year definitely set a really high standard for the girls, but we have a really strong group of returners, including five seniors, that worked really hard in the off season to get everyone motivated and what the expectations were for this season. So there are pretty few questions coming into preseason, kind of what the standard was, and everyone worked really hard to meet it, and we've been nothing but pleased so far with everyone's effort and motivation so far.
Well, you mentioned those five seniors. Obviously, having talked to Coach Wells before we came on here, she mentioned that there's quite a big incoming freshman class. How important is this senior group? Talk a little about what they bring in terms of leadership, especially on this young team that you have.
Sure. The seniors have been really great. They've always been a little bit in the shadow of the class ahead of them with Charlie Wagner and Lindsay Gerkovich, who were two big players for us. And I think that they've had the benefit of being able to sit back and relax and watch and learn from those students that are a year, 2 years, 3 years ahead of them. And so they've really developed a great leadership style of their own. And they're super cohesive. They don't have, you know, really super standout players within that group, so they're able to really lead as a whole on the field as well as off the field. And that's one of the things that I've been really impressed with, is their cohesiveness as a class and the way that they work together, even though, you know, they're really close friends and work really well together on and off the field. They've been able to reach out to the younger players in an individual way as well.
Meg, I know you've helped work a lot with the maturation of this offensive team. Last year, you helped put together a group that scored 58 goals, setting a new SCAC record. How do you continue to work with this group and continue that trend heading into the 2011 season?
I've just been trying to work a lot with them on taking bigger risks and trying to think one pass ahead on offense, and just be a little bit more proactive in the circle and around the goal mouth. And we've had a lot of players that have really stepped up and kind of set the tone for that, including Katie Fosher. She's a junior this year, as well as some of the new players have brought a lot of intensity to the forward line that the returners have been able to match. It's been really good so far, and I think that we're going to be able to continue that offensive threat again this year.
I know we're early as preseason has unfolded, but what's been the biggest surprise you have seen from your team as preseason has gotten underway?
I think the biggest surprise for us is the talent in the freshman class as a group. We expected there to be a couple players that really stood out and a couple that might struggle a little bit with the level of competition, but they all bring something really exciting and really helpful to the team. And they've also been able to fit right in the fold with what we're doing mentally, which is really nice to be able to see them right on board with everything we're doing. We haven't had to do a lot of chalk talk or a lot of explanations. They're just really ready to go, and I think that that is a tribute a lot to the summer workout that Meg helped develop, and also just to the guidance and leadership of our seniors and our other returning players.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Field Hockey Media Day. Today I'm joined by Rhodes head field hockey coach Jane Wells, along with assistant Meg Spangler. And coaches, just talk a little bit about the competition of playing in the SCAC. Obviously, not a huge league in terms of the teams that play with just four, but, you know, as Libby was saying, you really get to know each team very well, which really heightens the competition in SCAC play.
Yeah, I think it's really fun because every conference game is a rivalry game in a way. And you get to see these teams at least two, often three times a season. And it's fun because there's never a single game that you can take for granted. And one of the big tenets of the way we coach is that every day, you know, is a contest in and of itself. And every practice we've got to get better. And every game we've got to play at 100% and be our best. And so we try to not get ahead of ourselves with our thinking and really take the season one practice and one game at a time. And it's fun. It's fun to get to know the other coaches and the players on the other teams and to know what to expect from them and try and come up with new ways to surprise them a little bit. It's definitely a challenge for the coaching staff.
Jane, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, you're heading into your seventh season as the head coach of the Rhodes Lynx there at field hockey program. Talk about how you've seen the SCAC grow and mature as a field hockey conference over the years.
It's been unbelievable. I've been a part of the Rhodes field hockey program for 13 of the 14 years it's been in existence. I was a player for 4 years, an assistant coach for two, and like you said, it's my seventh season as head coach. And the changes I've seen have been just unbelievable. The conference that deserves every bit of the last four years, we've gotten a team to the NCAA tournament, the last five years. And that's been huge for getting us on the national scene. And I've been really impressed with some of not only our performances, but also Center and Swanee's performances against top teams in the nation. And I think the more we continue to take those risks with scheduling and challenge ourselves, the better we'll be and the more we'll be recognized on the national scene.
As we look forward to the 2011 season, Coach, what are the goals that this team has heading into the year?
We're actually setting goals for the team tonight in a meeting, but we're really excited just to try and be the best team that we can be and get out there and continue to improve and work hard and represent Rhodes and our program on and off the field in the best way possible.
What is the toughest thing, Coach, that you face coaching in the SCAC in terms of field hockey?
Scheduling is definitely the biggest challenge. It's really tough for us. We spend a lot of time on the road. This year, we're flying twice. We're flying to Virginia to play Mary Washington and Washington and Lee, and then we're flying up to Boston area to play some schools in New England. And that'll be a great trip for us. We have three players, a freshman, a junior, and a senior from the Boston area, so it'll be exciting for them to get a home game. But I think the biggest challenge is trying to finance those trips and to continue to schedule teams that will challenge us, because the better we get, the less teams want to play us. So that's always a challenge.
You know, Coach, we've talked about the senior core that you have and those five seniors and how important their leadership will be with this young team and blending together. That all being said, how important is it for this group to get off on the right step, on the right foot to this season in order to be successful?
I mean, that's huge. We've got four big games to start the season. We play Worcester, Kenyon, Mary Washington, and Washington and Lee. And all those games are in-region games for us. Mary Washington and Washington and Lee have both made appearances in the NCAA tournament recently, as well as Worcester. And Kenyon's a great young program that continues to get better. And so those four games will really challenge us. And I think it's super important for us to have success. It will set us up well for the conference season that follows.
And finally, Coach, just finish this sentence. The 2011 Rhodes field hockey team will be a success if what happens?
I think that the big key for us is continuing to work hard and take the season one day at a time and develop that team chemistry on and off the field. As long as we're able to do those things, we've got plenty of talent. It's just a matter of putting it together in the right way.
Rhodes head field hockey coach Jane Wells, along with assistant coach Meg Spandler again. The Lynx open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd against Worcester. Coaches, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you, Russell.
Thanks.